All right. Yes. We have power. Amen. Don't we, church? We have power. And it's a good thing. Jesus gives us all that power, not so we can bask in it or we can glorify ourselves, but that through our lives and through the giftings that God has given us, that people can be changed, not because of us, but because of Him. And it's wonderful. All right. Well, I got some jokes for you. Are you ready? I know worship was great. God's going to be doing some great things a little later on. But sometimes you need to laugh a little bit in church. If you can't laugh in church, then where can you laugh? I mean, really. I mean, God loves to laugh. Didn't you know that? He made you. You know, yeah. No, it's good. God makes all things, and He makes them good. So, all right, here's some jokes for some men out there. Don't worry, women. It's okay. You'll get your turn in just a minute. I got some women jokes, too. All right, so the men. Here's a little phrase from a man. I married Miss Wright. I just didn't know her first name was Always. wise man. All right. Another man says, I haven't spoken to my wife for 18 months. I don't like to interrupt her. Oh. Marriage is a three-ring circus. The engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffering. Hey, what do you mean? This man needs to come to Christ. Anyways, the last fight was my fault, the man says. My wife asked, what's on TV? And I said, dust. Ooh, not a clever man there. Probably newly married, probably. In the beginning, God created earth and rested. Then God created man and rested. Then God created woman. Since then, neither God nor man has rested. So that's where you meant. But the women do have some jokes too. So got two more good ones for the women. A man and wife rushed into a dentist office. The wife said, I want a tooth pulled. I don't want gas or numbing cream or anything because I'm in a terrible hurry. Just pull the tooth as quickly as possible. You're a brave man. I'm sorry, you're a brave woman, said the dentist. Now show me which tooth it is. The wife turns to her husband and says, open your mouth and show the dentist which tooth it is. Woo! That's pretty rough. All right, we got one more, okay? Darling, said the swooning man to his new bride, now that we are married, do you think you will be able to live on my small income? Of course, dearest. No trouble, said she. But what will you live on? So how many of you know that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine? You know, it's good to laugh. You know, God laughs. He has a great time. We should have a good time in church as well because we're just fellowshipping with each other and with Him. So let's go ahead and pray then. Thank you, Father. Lord, we give you permission to move today in our hearts. We give you permission to do what you want to do. This message is for us, the church, at this time in this season. And we ask, Lord, that you move in our hearts. Our prayer is, Father, God, touch. Jesus, heal. And Holy Spirit, minister to our bodies right now. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, I'm just going to preach on something that I really felt a strong urgency for this one. And it's really something that we learned back in January that was, remember the vision that the church received in January. We had the big, it was about the big tree planted in good soil. Then the little sprouts were sprouting up. And then there was the groundhog that came in and was pulling the sprouts down. And later Steve gave us an interpretation of the groundhog, which was murmuring and complaining. And then we saw these things happen in this vision. Well, God wants us to focus on something a little different. It's pretty much the end of the year, and we want to see what God wants to do. I'm not worried about babies crying. Don't worry. I got one. I got three. Woo. Oh Jesus. But God gave us that word for this church. And You know, God said, now I want you, we've talked about the groundhog, we've talked about that, but now I want you to talk about the sprouts, what they really mean for our church. So I'm going to give you three main things today, three main points about the sprouts. Number one is God truly loves you and cares for you deeply. Did you know that? That's the first thing you have to know about the sprouts, okay? First thing is God loves you, God truly loves you, and he cares for you deeply. John 3:16 says it all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And then it goes on to say, for God did not send his Son to the world to condemn it, but through him it might be saved. So God really loves you. He really does. The creator of all things, the mastermind of everything, everything that has been formed, everything that has been created, he is excited about you. And if you're believing something else, then it is a lie. If you believe that God doesn't really love me, God only likes me, God doesn't care about, no, he loves you. Regardless of whether you are a Christian or you're not. Amen. He loves you regardless. Amen. And because he sent his Son to die for you, he wants to show how much he loves you. God not only sent his Son, but then Jesus came along, his Son, and then he sent the Holy Spirit after that to help us along this journey. And sometimes the journey's rough, but God is always there for us. All right, so we're going to get to my second point. I'm sorry, we're going to go back to the revelation, to the vision. In the revelation, there were sprouts that came up from the good soil. And those sprouts are what's considered your giftings. That's what they are. Those sprouts are your giftings. The groundhog was the complaining murmuring, but the sprouts is your gifting. It's what God gave you to do. It's a wonderful thing. Now, my second point is this. Your sprout or gifting, I'm going to use that interchangeably, gifting or sprout, I'm going to say that like that. Your sprout is precious to both God and you. Treat it that way. I'm going to say that again. Your sprout is precious to both God and you, but you must treat it that way. If you don't treat your gift that God has given you, and you don't help it along, then someone's going to come around and mess with your gift. Someone's going to come around and mess with you. The sprout has been through three stages. First, it was a seed. That was God's gift to you. First, it was a seed. That was God's gift. He deposited it in you. Then the growing of roots. When a seed tends to grow, it grows out roots. Those roots are called your character. Those roots are called your character. And then the growing of the sprout itself. So when you see the plant, you have the soil and the ground right here. You have the seed underneath. Then you have the roots that grow and the sprout that comes up out. That sprout is your gift. The roots are your character. And whatever affects your character or the roots of that sprout will affect the sprout, the gifting itself. Whatever affects the character or the roots will affect the sprout or the gifts. It's so true. God gave this gift to you to grow and mature and use it for the edification of others as well as yourself. And you can just jot these two scriptures down that just prove that to you. Hebrews 2, 1 through 4, I'm not going to read it, and Romans 12, 6. He gives you these gifts to help others. Now, how to treat your precious sprout? These are two simple things to do, how to treat that precious sprout that God has given to you. Remember, this is all this what I'm talking about is what God gave this church in a vision for the whole new year. I'm not speaking anything weird. I'm not speaking anything that's funny. This is all that God has been doing in you through this entire year. And he wants you to focus on this part now. Number one is how to treat your precious sprout. How to treat your sprout precious. Let the roots grow. You've got to let the roots grow. That's your character. You've got to let that grow. And how to let that grow is spending time in the Word, getting closer to God, Those are times that build your character. The more you hang around God, the more your character is going to become like His. The more you hang around someone who is not a godly person, the more you're going to act like that person. It's been said that, you know, birds of a feather flock together. Mm-hmm. People have heard that? Well, you'll never be an eagle if you keep hanging out with turkeys. It's true. You'll never soar with eagles, and with God has things in store for you, you'll never soar with them if you keep hanging out and let your character be infected by turkeys. It's true. So, we got to let our roots grow. That represents your character. Let them grow. Spend time in the Word. Pray to God. Fellowship with other believers. Get together with Pastor Kurt, Pastor Adam, Pastor Steve. Some of the elders here, I mean, we have some great people in the church that really want to see God use you in mighty ways and are for edification of you. That's what church is about. It's about uniting us together as one to go after a single purpose. And that single purpose is to have His love, spread the Great Commission as well, but is to really spread His love to show others that, hey, you know, it's not about just being cool. It's not about doing these things that satisfy. It's not about the newest car, the newest house. It's about what God loves you, and you can have a relationship with Him. And as long as you have a relationship with God, and as long as you have that knowing that He loves you, you can go through anything. And that's really the bottom line. Because all these things will pass away, countries will war, things will happen, economies will collapse. All these things will happen. And the Bible even says it. But if you have your trust in the Lord, there is nothing that can shake Him. Okay? Amen. Now the next thing. One, we let our roots grow. Two, don't let the groundhog or others that partner with the groundhog or the enemy interrupt, kill, or destroy your growth. Now this is something I want to make sure everyone gets. If you want to turn into your Bible, to Ephesians 4. We're going to read this real quick. It's going to be verse 25. Ephesians 4, 25. Now remember, the groundhog represented murmuring and complaining, and that's what the Lord showed Pastor Steve. But it goes on a little bit more about the groundhog, and I'm going to show you a little something that God showed me about that, and then we're going to keep moving on. Ephesians 4, 25. I'll give you just one more second to get there. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. This is Paul talking to the church in Ephesus. We're going to skip down from 25 to verse 29 after that. Do not let unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And then we're going to skip down to verse 32. You are more welcome to read all this, but this is what the Lord really gave me. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you. So don't let that groundhog, that murmuring, complaining, don't let other people that associate with the groundhog, intentionally or unintentionally, some people may not realize they're murmuring, complaining. Some people might not realize that. But don't let it affect you. And then don't let the enemy interrupt your growth. You want to know why? Pastor Steve preached about the groundhog. You want to know why that groundhog is so problematic? Because it's an agent of Satan. Do you realize that? Do you realize there is a being that is not in this world or of this world, but is in an It was an angelic being, but now it is a being that has nothing better to do than to see and to kill and destroy you. That's its only focus. There is one thing in earth and in heaven, and I won't say in heaven, but in the heavens that does not like you, care for you, or wants to see you die. Do you realize that? Sometimes we forget that as Christians. We have an adversary, and that's why this groundhog is so problematic. I've seen the results of a groundhog. I've been through four church splits. Four church splits. And each one, nobody won. They were all very painful. They hurt the body of Christ, and they hurt people. There is nothing good about a church split. Now, if God is calling you somewhere else, and you know you were here for a season, and then God's called you somewhere else, that's something else. But when you feel like it is your obligation to go against leaders or authority, then there's a problem there. And that's something that the groundhog is getting to you. I've seen it happen. Nobody wins. Nobody wins. Because all it does is steal, kill, and destroy you and the people around you. That's all it does. So please, I've been through it. I've seen it. I've been through tons of leadership as well. Many teams, and I've seen it happen. And I don't want to see that happen in this church. You are too important. Your giftings are too important to God for him to want this to happen to you. And that's why the groundhog is so devastating. Because once you let that groundhog in, either unbeknownst, now you might be like, I didn't even know. And that's okay. There is forgiveness there. I'm not saying that if you ever took part with a groundhog that year, there's no way of coming back. There is forgiveness. God loves you too. You were just misled. It's okay. God can forgive you. God can get you back in the fold. And you can experience things that are awesome. But when that groundhog gets to you and you start getting others, then that's when the enemy has a way to your heart. He has a direct line to you. Let me give you a little illustration. It's a little bit dramatic, but you'll have to live with me. And it's okay. This baby right here, it's not very pretty. This is not a very pretty baby. But, you know, let's focus. Let's say this is your spiritual gift. Let's just say that. This right here is your spiritual gift. It needs food. It needs to be taken care of. As a parent myself, I want to make sure nothing happens to it. But when we let things, when we let the groundhog, murmuring, complaining, or other things that are not of building and edifying the body, you know what happens? Start kind of playing with it a little bit. Now, how many of you know you should never do this to a baby? Never. Start playing with it. And then you're like, oh, you get kind of, it's not as precious to you. So if you drop it, oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's, you know, it didn't happen very hard. It's okay. When you give it to someone else, they might play with it. Might drop it a little bit. But you know what the enemy does when he gets into your life? If the enemy gets into your life through that groundhog, this is what he wants to do to you. I know. What he wants to do to you. He wants to kill you. He wants to kill this gift, and he wants to make sure you never, ever are able to operate in that gifting again. It's so true. He wants to destroy you, and that's why the groundhog and these things are so dangerous. That's why sin is so dangerous, because it allows that pathway right into your heart where it can cause division and it can cause all these different things, all these different emotions that God does not want you to experience, and then you're going to give those to other people, and they're going to experience that sin. And then the devil has a pathway to your heart. And how many of you know there is no good thing that Satan does? There is nothing good that he does. So I want to make sure you guys know that's why the groundhog is so devastating. That's why. And we've got to protect
That's right. We've got to protect that gift that God gives us. He has entrusted it to you. And you know what he's going to do with that gift for you? He's going to use that gift to help others. And let me tell you something. There is nothing better in this world. I've experienced quite many things, but there is nothing better in this world than being used of God to see someone set free, to see someone changed, to see someone edified. There is nothing better in this world than to see God use you to help somebody else. There is nothing better. And I can promise you that. Nothing better. So the 2 points, let the roots grow and don't let the groundhog or others that partner with the groundhog or the enemy itself interrupt, kill, or destroy the growth. Number 3, and this is for my main points, use the sprout for him. Use that gifting for God. He gave it to you because he wants you to use it. Otherwise, he wouldn't give it to you. He wants you to use it for his glory. He has a plan and purpose. 1 Peter 4:10 talks about that. And he doesn't want you just to use it for you. He wants you to use it in your family life, with your friends, at your church, at your work. He didn't give it to you just to use, okay, this is a church gift, you can only use it here. Or this is a family gift, you only use it in your family. No. He wants you to use that wherever you are. It's part of who you are in Christ. He loves you enough that he says, you know what? Trish will come across certain people that none of us will. She'll come across some people that none of us will, and because of who she is, she could actually reach them. God says, I have put a special gift inside of her to help those people when she runs into them. You know that? And the same goes for every one of us. God wants to use you with those gifts. That's why you have to take them as precious. Because once the enemy tries to destroy them, he will keep trying. And if he is able to destroy the gift, then you won't be able to use it anymore, will you? No. But let me tell you something about my God. If there has been some things that the enemy has destroyed, the enemy has taken away, the enemy has diminished its growth, let me tell you one thing. My God is bigger. Amen. My God is so much bigger. And he can resurrect, just like he did Lazarus, those giftings. He can resurrect those things in your heart that you held precious. He can resurrect those things in your life that you thought were once dead. So my answer to you is God has great things in store for you. Great things. He loves you dearly. You have a precious gift, and you've got to treat it that way. And he wants you to use that precious gift for him, and there's going to be nothing better in life, nothing better you can experience than to do that. So Stacy, would you please come and play? Yeah, that's wonderful. So what we're going to do right now is, you might ask me, Van, well, I've heard all this, and you know, this sounds great, but I was kind of partnering with the groundhog. I didn't even know what it really was. I didn't really understand what it meant was today. Or you might say, Van, I let the groundhog affect me. I let the enemy affect me, and I didn't really treat my gifts really preciously. Or you might say, you know, Van, I've had some rough times. I've had some rough times. And there are some things that the enemy has got me. It's point blank. He's got me. And I don't know what I can do. My answer for those is Jesus heals, he forgives, and he resurrects all of those things. All we have to do is come to him. All we have to do is come to him. Doesn't matter where you've been, doesn't matter what you've done. He still wants you. He made you. He created you. You are his wonderful creation. You are the joy unspeakable to him. So let's just all stand. And what we're going to do right now is just take a few minutes. I'm not going to We're not going to have really a, you can come to the altar if you want. I'm not going to pray for you. You can stay in your seats. But you do your business with God. Because this is between you and Him. If things have, if that groundhog has affected you in any way, or if you have been affecting others with that groundhog where you didn't know, or you're like, you know, I haven't been treating my gift, I didn't see it as precious, but now I do. Or there are things that have died, those giftings that have died, Lord, I want you to resurrect those. So take a few minutes right now while Stacy plays, and I want you just to search your heart and talk to the Lord, because He wants to talk to you about this. He gave this message for me, for you. And this is the time to do it. So I'm just going to let everything go. And Stacy's going to play for a minute, and then we're going to get back and pray. So just take a few minutes and just really talk to the Lord, because He wants to talk to you.